بسم الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي، اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين، اللهم أكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين، يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي يا عظيم يا هادي يا تواب يا وهاب يا الله. ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الشاهدين، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، وأفوض أمري إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. Oh Allah, give us the quality, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the quality, Ya Allah. Give us the sincerity, Ya Allah. By the way, something I learned in my life. If you do goodness between you and other, and you're doing it for the people, you will get upset. And if you're doing it for Allah, you will never be upset. Now question. What happens if I do goodness to you and you abuse it? What I do? Or you acting dumb and you try to abuse me. What I do? Huh? Anybody knows the answer?
Leave it to Allah.
Leave it to Allah. But here is a hairy line between being dumb and being used and doing good deed. When I do, when I deny it.
For the goodness of the other person you stop.
For what?
For the goodness of the other person you stop.
Oh, mashallah. If you feel stubbing will help the other person, you do. If you feel that another person, this is his bad habit, and you will not stop, address it. Address it. Clean your chest. Or if you feel maybe he didn't get it, and a trial for you, continue fi sabilillah. But if you feel like this situation with this lady, the person, he have no manner, and he doesn't care about any big things, and he just keep abusing the relationship, no, stop. Because it's big difference between giving your goodness for sabilillah and give it to a person who really abuse it. Because some people like worms. They will abuse you, and they go crying baby to somebody else, somebody else, somebody else, and keep doing it. You see? Don't forget, if you even cut relationship, they will go back to somebody else, somebody else. Some people like that. They live and die like that. Please do yourself a favor. Look to your parents, you know who you are. And make a lot of tawbah for what they're doing. Because a lot of time, you hate many things in your parents, and you do exactly the same. If it's good, thank Allah and make dua for them. If it's bad, please make tawbah. Make tawbah, and meaning tawbah meaning stop it. And wake up before it's too late. And don't think you are naive or you do not know. No way. If you tell me you're not aware about it, I will tell you are a liar. Why? Allah said so in the Quran. In many areas. Because Allah will not torture somebody he doesn't know. If you die tonight, you think you can go to Allah? Oh, Allah, I do not know. This between each other, you can do that. But with Allah, you cannot do that. Allah knows exactly who you are, and you know who you are. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished this topic very simple. Once you die, you cannot talk. No mouth anymore. You know what Allah said? يَوْمَ يُحَصَّلُ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What you have in your chest will show up. You see what Allah said? Do you know what Allah said? يَوْمَ يُحَصَّلْ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. You know what it means really in Arabic? In a day, Allah... You know when you go collect? In a day you collect, Allah will collect what in your chest. Collect. What does it mean collect? You know when you collect rent? You get your rent. You see? When you collect something, you collect. When you go to the wash machine, the final cycle is what? To collect water. It takes the water away. Meaning, this is the topic. It will take the water away. And he said, after death immediately, you cannot lie. Why? Inside your chest will show up. All the game you did in your life, you cannot do anymore. What you have in your chest, you cannot talk by your tongue. You cannot. You can. Allah will not allow. Everything will come straight from your chest. And your body will bear witness against you. Is this not now scary? You tell me you have a bad habit and you're not sure about it? Tell me. Do you think any one of us do not know exactly what he's doing? Huh? Tell me. Do you think in a relationship, if you are selfish or greedy, or you're blind in your own way, you're not really sure? Or Allah blind you because of certain disease you have? Huh? Do you think the man who empties a refrigerator, eats everything every night, and who doesn't leave anything, he doesn't know? He used to say, I do not know. And he assumed. Why? The selfish and greedy person is blind. It's really blind. Certain diseases will blind you, like arrogance, it blinds you. Also, people like that, you do not thank Allah. Why? You do not thank people. Why? When Allah gives them goodness, they do not share. They do not share. They scare. They want more. They have hidden agenda deep inside. You see? Now, can you have hidden agenda from me? Sure. Can you have hidden agenda with Allah? No way. And let me tell you something else. People like that always be disgraced before they die. With their own diseases. I saw it all my life. Whatever you play game with, you will be disgraced and Allah will expose you. Because Allah promised, He will expose you here, He will expose you in the Day of Judgment. Imagine, you will be disgraced in the front of mankind. Imagine today when I talk to you in a certain way, you said, excuse me, Brother Ahmed, why you talk to me this way? Why you expose me this way? Why are you pointing finger? And even I do not mention your name. Imagine the Day of Judgment. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so and so of the son of so and so. And you have to get up. And now the angel quoting all your bad dirty things. And all mankind cursing and all the angel cursing. This is the ultimate disgrace. This is what Allah said. The ultimate disgrace, the one they lose themselves and their family in the Day of Judgment. Do we really think about that? Do you think when you know you cheat me in a relationship, you think you really did something? No, I'm a winner. Not you. Cheat. Steal. Play game. Twist. You will never go anywhere. Allah will get you sooner or later. And I'm getting extra reward. One sheikh used to call it a sadaqa al-khafiyya from Allah. The hidden charity from Allah to you. What's the hidden charity? Somebody steal from you. Somebody play game. Somebody making game against you. Somebody insult you. Somebody backbite you. Somebody do this. This is called a hidden charity from Allah. You can be sleeping and collecting reward. Why? Somebody plot and plan against you. You can sleep, but the eyes of Allah do not go to sleep. What do you think, people? This is why Iman is a criterion, is light, is a vision, is ability to see and understand and comprehend. And any major disease like that is a blindness. And Allah blind you. Imagine if Allah blind you, what do you want me to do? But it's with certain action, Allah will blind you with it. One of the things, betraying the trust, or stingy, or arrogant, or selfishness, or lying, or betraying the commitment, or changing your intention, or give me intention and your heart have different intention. A lie, hypocrite, cheating. Allah do not like it. Don't tell me I do not mean it. Don't ever say this word. It's not existing, it's there. Sometimes it is genetic, it's built in. But even if it's built in, make tawbah. Make tawbah, make real honest tawbah. Because even if genetic, you cannot say to Allah, you give it to me, what do you want me to do? We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. All the disease Allah give it to you, He tell you, I give you the medication, Quran. Take the medication, you will be cured. Last time we talked about what? Al-Mutakabbir, right? Now we're going to talk about Al-Khaliq. Al-Khaliq. What Al-Khaliq? The Creator. 244 verses in Quran about Al-Khaliq. 244 verses in Quran about Al-Khaliq. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 29, He said, هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. He is the one, He created what in the earth all. Now if Allah created what in the whole earth all, and we're going to talk about the Creator, where we start? The first thing we have to know, what meaning Creator? What meaning khalaq? Coming from khalaqa, the verb khalaqa, meaning create. But create, a lot of people misunderstand it. A lot of people, even in Arabic, have different interpretation of khalaq. And some people give it this meaning. They said, khalaqa, it can be of the meaning of fashion. And khalaqa can mean of invent. And khalaqa is create. And some scholars said khalaqa is create from nothing. You cannot say create until you have nothing. For example, all what they do today, it has the real element from whom? Allah. If you go to physics and they play with proton and neutron and all this, they play with it, they divide it. You go to biology, same. They have to use an ink. They never create an ink. They never create a sperm. Allah said He never created a fly. But it's when you're using part of the main element of the Creator, and with different knowledge you make something. Like when you play with genetic, but where you get it from? The main element you get it from. When they do cloning of what? Cloning of something they do not produce. You see? But as we cannot say they create. We cannot say khalaq. They cannot say we make baby. No, you do not make it. You labi. You like. You develop it inside of you. But you're not a creator. Why? The creation, they said, it has to be a creator. And a creator can do without no element. Do you understand me? A creator can do without no element. And the only one can do that is whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. By this way, the first source of creation is what? You can create without no any material. A magician can do that. Right? Boom! Rabbit. But actually the rabbit is hidden somewhere. You see? Or, and keep going all this, you know, what do you call it? Handkerchief, whatever, out of, you know, or hijab coming from his mouth. It's not his mouth. It's just a light-handed with an excellent training to blind your eyes with certain speed. Or getting smoke out of the ear. There's no smoke out of the ear. I used to do it in the past, not from the ear, but from my nose. What is it? You know when you light a match? You light a match. Okay? Once you light a match, if you do like this with your mouth, and you let it go in your lungs, and do like this, you find the smoke coming. What is that? You have certain gas coming from the match. It's uncolored. When it mixed with another different oxygen and second carbon, whatever, I don't remember now all the chemist terminology in English. When you exhale it, it will become a smoke with color. By this way, I'm inhaling unseen gas and I'm exhaling with color. For you, you do not know that. But you see, oh wow, Brother Ahmed have smoke coming from his nose. Or I do like, and I let it come, and in the front of you said, it's coming from my eyes. It's not coming from my eyes. It's just I want to try to let you know, is a huge difference between magic, physics, light-handed, and a creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us one of the examples. What is the high example in Quran? Anybody remember? Flyer. Ibrahim alayhi salam was Namrud. When Ibrahim alayhi salam went to argue with the king Namrud, and he tell him, I believe in a creator. He said, I'm a creator. He said, my creator give life and give, take life. He have some people in the front of him. He said to one of them, kill him. He killed him. He said, you see, I give life, I take life. Do you get it? This is Namrud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, yeah, Ibrahim, tell him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the sun from the east, drop it to the west. You bring it from the west. He was quiet. And after that, Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah. He said, Allah, show me how you bring life from death. He said, ya Ibrahim, take four birds. Listen carefully now. Take four birds. Kill them. Kill them. Cut them into pieces. Mix all the pieces. And take all these pieces. Put every group of pieces in the top of mountain. And come back. And call them by their name. They will come into you alive. Imagine you watch that. You slaughter the bird. You cut it into pieces. You mix all the pieces, meaning pigeon with chicken, with rabbit, with all the four birds different. But rabbit is not a bird. It's a, what do you call it, type error. Typewriter error. Okay? And now you call them pigeon. Imagine the pigeon coming with half pigeon, half chicken. No, it came pigeon. Chicken. Japanese rooster. Egyptian, whatever. You see, and Ibrahim alayhi salam did that, and the bird came to him. And in the front of him, Ibrahim, he saw it alayhi salam. What about us? We did not see what Ibrahim did. We believe in the word of Allah. And the word of Allah is enough. And this iman. And this why, imagine Allah watching you. You believe in what Ibrahim did and you do not believe Allah can give you a dollar? Or Allah cannot take care about your flu? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not know what hidden in your chest? This is another problem, people. One of the worst things to have a hidden agenda inside your chest. You cannot cheat people. You can be good, but you cannot be good against Allah. By the way, if somebody asks me, why Allah blind me? Because you're not honest in your heart. You're not straight. You're not clean. Your face is not equal in your heart. You cannot do that with Allah. Allah blind you. You will never be clean unless you make tawbah and stop it. Honest to Allah. I used to go to masajid. People would smile and kiss me and tell me I love. I said, no. Don't do that. Say what you mean. This is what Allah said. Don't say something you do not mean it. Don't show something you do not mean it. Don't be fake. Because if you fake in here, 99% of 100 you fake inside. Don't have too many faces, too many personality. Don't. Please, don't. Don't destroy yourself. Don't. One face, one personality, one heart, one everything. Now we are Muslim. Now, in English we have a problem to explain Al-Khaliq. Why? Because very soon you have Al-Bari' Al-Musawwar. Al-Musawwar is the fashioner. Al-Musawwar, in English, meaning the fashioner, the one who fashion you. The one who designed you. This is a detail of the design. What about Al-Bari'? Al-Bari', again, it has little bit of dispute between many scholars. They said Al-Bari', the one who create with taqdeer. The one who create with taqdeer. Meaning, he create with complete wisdom, with complete judgment, together. We cannot say now, if Bari with judgment and complete taqdeer, meaning Khaliq without taqdeer, no, we cannot say that. Some people even said the opposite. See, the Bari, the one he bring it from nothing. What about the Khaliq? Similar. But it's not the same. We'll go through it now in detail. Okay? By this way, some scholars said, Al-Khaliq, the one who create with complete preparation. But the preparation of Allah is not like us. The preparation of Allah exists in His own all knowledge. But Allah does not need to look in His books and find out where this will be. No, no, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be will be with complete wisdom and complete knowledge and everything. Some people said, Bari also meaning the one who make it exist. Make things not exist, exist. We'll talk about it in detail now, but let's take one thing at a time to understand it and comprehend. Allah, when He talk about the earth and the sky, He talk about a khalq, create. And He talk about day and night, creation. Water coming from the sky, creation. And in the end he said, this is all sign to those who have intellect. Aql. Baqarah, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 164. In here, somebody stopped and said, what meaning people with aql, people with brain, with people with intellect? Believe it or not, some mufassirin, they said this verse now is not to the disbeliever, it's to the believer. Why? Because the only one can comprehend the sign of Allah is the believer. The believer do not comprehend the sign of Allah. The disbeliever do not say Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Fatabarakallahu ahsanu khaliqin. The disbeliever do not understand that. You understand that. By this way, a lot of people today, they talk about, Allah talk about love, Allah talk about aql, Allah talk about mind, Allah talk about the intellect. What we find for intellect? The intellect Allah talk about is completely different. It is intellect related to your iman. You're related to your ibasira. So it's related to your guidance. Related to the light from Allah. Related to the wisdom of Allah. It's not the intellect of a 8-year degree or something. No. Because the ultimate intellect to know the whole dunya doesn't mean nothing. The ultimate intellect to know you are ready to die and you will be questioned. The ultimate intellect to fear Allah and remember the power of Allah. The ultimate intellect to remember everything accountable and He's watching. By the way, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the creation of the heaven and the earth, آيات لُؤُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ, He's talking to whom? To the believer. Only those who can comprehend. Doesn't mean it is open to everybody. This is why anybody is not a Muslim, but really go back to the Creator, he have to reach Islam. One day or another. Alaykum as-salam. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the changing of day and night, the changing of the weather, the sun, the moon, all this sign, to whom? To us. To see the sequence and the power. Like all this sequence, it need what? It need a power to move it. Where's all this power coming from? Imagine the power for moving the whole earth doesn't give me the dollar. Because this is our problem. Cannot take care about me tomorrow. I have to cheat and hide and play a game to survive. Imagine as he's watching. This is why I said to you, what you write, what I saw, what you wrote in here today by your own hand, don't ever forget. If you do that, I promise you, the poverty forever in this life and after. And if you do not believe me, anybody act like that, look at your parents. You will find out they try, and they never have it. Why? Something sick in the heart. Because actually, the righteousness was giving. Not with taking, not with accumulating, not with playing game, no. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, what about the boats in the sea? The boat in the sea is what? It's a sign of Allah. You think all this boat running by Archimedes power? Even Archimedes, he discovered all this where? When he was in a bathtub. And even he said discovery, meaning Allah inspired him. He allowed him to know it. If Allah did not allow you to know, you will never know anything. If you look at the plane, how much luggage, how much people go in, and this plane is flying in the air, with how many ton of people, and people drinking and eating and going to the bathroom, and have a full of gas, not the stomach gas, but the plane gas, and the amount of luggage. You know what is more weighty than all that? The heart of the believer. And you know what more weighty and hated more than that? The heart who has no clarity between them and Allah. If you are clean, your heart is straight with Allah. If your heart have any dirt inside, you're not going anywhere. Even Allah talk about the cloud. When you look at the cloud, Allahu Akbar. If you ever been in a plane and the plane cutting the cloud in the size of a mountain. Unbelievable! When I was young, I always think, I want to sit down in the cloud and look down. I never did it. But inshallah, maybe I ask Allah, if I go to Jannah, give me a cloud to fly and take a look. Like Sulaiman alayhi salam. We cannot do that. Because Rasulullah, he said, when he saw Shaitan, if I want, I capture him. But I remember what my brother Sulaiman said, give me a kingdom nobody will have after me. I respect what his wishes, I do not want to do that. Do you understand or no? All this sign, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, this is a sign of Allah exist and bear witness of his own creation. And he's been the creator. For example, look at the trees. For 3 months you look at it dry. It's almost like dead. You walk, you play with it, and you break it. It's dead. In the front of your eyes, dead, but it's not dead. The same tree, it looked dead 100%. The moment the spring coming, you find this, what do you call it? In Arabic, the buram.
Buds.
The buds. The tiny buds is coming. And all of a sudden, it's green, it's yellow, it's orange. And imagine, and we fear for tomorrow. You see how Muslim can be a very, very, like, astaghfirullah al-azim. Imagine, if I see all this power of Allah, but I worry about tomorrow, or I'm playing game with some money just to hide it, or to deal in a bad dealing with a relationship, because I just want to secure my future. Where's my iman? Is my iman with spending or my iman with playing game? Think. This basic, I tell you, is the most important part in your own journey with Allah. Why? Because if you go to Allah with the heart is not straight, how are you going? How you can continue? And this is why people, once we deal with each other with big money, or any money, or a relationship getting a little bit big or getting a little bit sour, we cannot handle it. We cannot. Why? Not because we cannot handle it now. Meaning the roots was dirty in the first place. Because the roots grow. You see, if you have the roots of mango, you will find watermelon? No, you will find mango. If you have roots of hot pepper, what you will find? Ice cream? No, hot pepper. Similar. If you start dirty, I promise you, the dirt increase. If you do not clean up, and you start with good intention, it will be finished soon or later. Very bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us about the sky without pillar. Until now, everybody think, what is a bluish? You go to different country, it's grayish. You go to different country, it's whitish. You go to different country, it's reddish. But in the meantime, all of them, but there's no pillar. Allah tell you, look, no pillar. Who carried them? And He said, look at the earth, it's calm. When the rain come, it shaked and grow. Do you know that? If you're really close to an area, but not in a town, if you're in an area really in the jungle alone, you can hear the sound of the rain and the sound with the water going to the ground and the sound with the earth absorbing the water, all this has sound. You can hear it if you are in the jungle. All kind of sound. Allah said, when the water go, it shakes the ground. It shakes it. Why to mix it? But this shaking we do not see. We do not see. And the earth expands the water. And after that it becomes like this. Who do all this? You think all this done by itself? Allah talk about the sun again and the moon and the sequence. Allah talk about the water and the creation of water and how the water is the main element of everything life. How about us? We generated from a drop of water. You know? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about Himself. He said, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a situation. Meaning, these people need water, these people need stop water, these people need wind, these people, alaykum as-salam. Everybody has different need. Everything in earth has different system. And Allah take care about everything in His own way. All this for what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, look at yourself, did you not see? الذاريات verse 21 الطارق verse 5 فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق. Look to yourself where, what you've been created from. Let me tell you something else. Imagine we've been created, we know we're still alive, and we know we will get sick and we will die, and we do what we do. Is this not scary? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam, He said, I create you before you've been nothing. You've not been exist. I make you somebody. Before you was like this. Before like this, before nothing. Allah tell us we create you from clay. From dust. You see? All this sequence, why? Why Allah give us all these details? To show us His power and how insignificant we are. And in Surah Ghafir, verse 67, He give us the sequence of creation. Why Allah go to all these details? If you read Makki Quran, the whole subject is one, to show you who He is, who you are. Who He is, who you are. But the main aspect in here is, if I know who Allah, who am I, what will happen to me now? Humble and humility. Now, is humble and humility only in a class? Is humble and humility in the time I like? Or humble and humility in every aspect? And let me tell you what's the ultimate aspect in a hidden agenda inside your chest. There's many a hadith Qudsi about when the person tried to cheat somebody. Allah said, excuse me, did you not see who am I seeing? If the another person do not know, what about me? And this is why you can be veiled so bad. When you play game against Allah, because Allah is watching. Don't play any game. Allah is watching. Any tricks you do, okay? You cannot make tricks against Allah. You cannot. Because today, according to the dictionary of Muslim today, when we cheat each other, I'm good, I get him. I did this. In Egypt, for example, the ultimate goodness when you can cheat people so nicely, when you can fraud people. You are so intelligent. You get them. You see? And actually, you do not know, you're blinding yourself. You've been hated by Allah. Allah cursing you and you do not see. And Allah give you and give you and give you to see what you're going to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the non-Muslim, He tell them, look to yourself, where you been before? There's many verse about that. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, look to what you, like, I want to use the right word. You know, when you are a farmer, you're farming. Look to what you're farming. Look to the crops. Did you generate it? Where's that seed coming from? Where's the water coming from? Where's the soil coming from? Where's everything coming from? Nothing you create. You see? Allah, He creates you in a certain levels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell you, I create you in the belly of your mom in three darkness. What about when Allah talk about the fashion? He draw you completely in the darkness of your belly of your mom. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ. This is the creation of Allah. Show me what you create. But a lot of scientific said, I did it. I invented. But everything is a pieces of something Allah created. And in we say, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. فتبارك الله. Praise to Allah, the one, the best of creation. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to make us understand. Did I create you just like that? Did I create you just as a toy? And after that, He explained to us. If something asks us, why we created for? To worship. But worship, a lot of people do not understand. If your intention to serve Allah and to please Allah, everything becomes worship. Everything. And what about why we worship Allah? He said in Surah An-Nur, verse 55, يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. One of the purpose of Allah, to worship Him, no association with Him. قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْبُدْ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي. By this way, He command us to be an honest, sincere in His own worship. And worship, please make it clear, is not salah and fasting. Salah and fasting and zakah and all this is a very tiny of worship. Every moment you breathe with the right intention, you are worshipping Allah. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَبُّكُمْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَعْبُدُوهُ. Surah Al-An'am 102, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the end, this is your Lord, Allah. No one except Him, the creator of everything. Worship me. Now, why, Ya Allah, you create us to worship you? What is the purpose of this creation? Because a lot of people today ask you, Muslim and non-Muslim, why? Huh? Anybody remember? Yes, we've been created to worship Allah. Why?
To give thanks.
Huh? To the Khilafah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, what He said to the angel? Inni ja'ilun fil ard khalifa. I'm creating khalifa in the earth. Khalifa of whom? Allah. Ask yourself now, is my habit a habit Allah love? You see? A woman called me sometime crying. And she said, my husband hide a few dollars from me. Why? I know what he's making. Why he's hiding? Why he do that? Habit. Very dirty habit. It means what? The person is not honest. The person is not clean in the heart. The person planning to do something bad. You see? All is the beginning of that. Because anything you're going to hide, I'm sure Shaitan will lead you to something so nasty. Because if you're straightforward, if you're clean, you don't have to hide anything. You don't have to hide. Hide what? I have people, partner in business, and one person come crying to me and tell me, you know, I am the one who does the bookkeeping, and he's hiding the money from me. He didn't imagine how dumb he is. Look how people. And if you go to the person, tell him, your partner said you make such and such money. He said, wallahi, that. And he's making a big show. And he swear by Allah, and he give you a story. And the another man coming crying, he tell me, imagine, I'm the one who give him the money by my hand. And he's lying to me, and he tell me, I never give it to him. And you know something? Let me tell you something. A person like that don't ever even feel sorry for him. A person like that is deep down in him the lion. He do it over and over again. And believe me, you talk, you explain, the person keep doing it. Unless he make tawbah to Allah. Wallahi, Samir, I saw it in my life. Wallahi, I saw a person do like that almost for 20 years. You think he will not do it for another 20 until he die? Imagine now all these people bear witness against him in the front of Allah. What he gained? A few dollars extra here and there. And even most of this dollar is not his rights. You people, you do not know how much dumb we are. Imagine, we sell Jannah. And we buy Jahannam with a few dollars. And we think we're intelligent. And we're playing game. Believe me, I wish before I die, I meet some people honest to me, lesser like a Muslim. Really, it hurt. It hurt we are not honest and clean with each other. Wallahi, it hurt. Ya Allah. Now somebody will say to you, excuse me, but I'm not a Muslim. Why Allah created me? Everything in Quran. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. He's the one, he created you. Among you is a believer, among you is a disbeliever. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرٌ. Whoever deny, he have to pay the price. And in the end, the kafir in the day of judgment, he said, I wish I'm a dust. When he sees the animal, will become a dust. And we know also in Surah Al-An'am, verse 161, 162, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعْلَكُمْ إِيْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah, he create you and make you the Khalifa of the earth. Now ask yourself, Khalifa of what? Is me, I behave with you, or behave with each other, with the quality of Allah? Imagine, I cannot say to Allah, I'm like my father, I'm like my mom, I cannot. I'm a slave to Allah. Allah tell me, be like me. Behave toward me. And believe me, people, it's so beautiful and so relaxing. Somebody might call me dumb, might be somebody, but it's so beautiful to be honest, dumb, better than intelligent oppressor, or oppressor, intelligent sneak. You know? You want to be a snake? Go ahead. Imagine Allah look at you. With different faces, different agenda, different heart, different everything. I remember one person, he came to me. He have nothing. I took care about him. He lived with me. Wallahi, 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 now I remember. I used to save money for him. Meaning, he trusts me to the point, he gave me the money to save it for him. And I, the one who hide it in the house, even he doesn't know. By this way, I save a lot of money for him. And sometimes he used to swear by Allah, I have no money. To me. By this way, he would not pay rent. Look how much blind Allah make him. And when I tell him, what about the money I have for you? He said, it's not my money, I'm open business in Egypt. He considered it's not his money. By this way, it's not your money, it's not my money, I do not see it. Meaning, don't see it, I do not see it, don't even think about it. Look what Allah makes a person blind. This person, let me tell you what happened to him. From nothing, he became an owner of a wholesaler. He had 50 people working for him in less than 6 months. 6 months. From nothing, he had business, have 50 people working for him. He from nothing, he used to make, this early 80, he used to make $5,000 to $10,000 a day. A day. And he cheat me in rent. At this time, $250 a month. And I'm always complaining, I have no money. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ Your Lord is with a telescope. Allah gave him a nice wife. She cheated him. She changed all the business by her name. She put him in the street. All what he did to the people and all the arrogance he did and all the business in Egypt, people cheat him and take everything and he have zero. And he end up from zero again. Wallahi people, what I wrote to you today, you will see it. If you do not listen to my advice today, you will always be in poverty. Even if you make $1 million a day, Allah will send you a musibah after musibah, it will cleanse you inside out. Don't play game with Allah, don't. You cannot. You're not going anywhere. And don't say, I do not know. Don't say, I do it intentionally. No. Clean your heart. Have one face, one heart, one voice, one everything before you die. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ He created you the first time and you're coming back to Him. If we remember Quran and believe in Quran. And because he said in Surah Al-Mulk verse 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا He created you, he created life and death. For what? To see who among you best deed. What best deed? أحسن عملك, the best deed. What is the best deed? The deed beloved to Allah. The deed Allah loves. The deed is so close to Allah. The deed with ikhlas. You see, ikhlas, purity. If your action has a debt of impurity, finished. Wallahi, I swear to my life. Have purity, you have nothing to worry about. What about so-and-so will cheat me and play? Don't worry about it. Allah will get rid of him and he will elevate you. Now, if we reach all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? This so beautiful surah, if you understand it. Surah Al-A'la, verse 1 to 3. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى He's the one he create فسوى perfected والذي قدر فهدى تقدير here it has many meaning by the way والذي قدر فهدى He did تقدير of everything He did the قدر of everything Everything is ordained If everything was ordained why I cheat you? If everything is ordained, why play game? If everything is ordained, why I cannot trust in Allah? If everything were ordained, how I can deal with you with one face and I have another one? Think. Because today we have a lot of habit and we do not see it. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. The one who did taqdeer and give guidance. Do you know one scholar what he said? He said, if you think about it, the taqdeer, it came before guidance. By this way, guidance according to taqdeer, according to your door, according to the dust inside of you. Is a soft dust? Is a good dust? Is a bad dust? Is a rocky dust? What is it? And this is why some of us take and listen and fear and do. Some of us take and leakage. Some of us take and go back like we never listened to anything. Why? Something wrong inside. These messages, by the way, do not enter to all of us unless you're really clean inside. And this was the difference between the word of Allah coming in and out. And this is why he ended us, when we think about it, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. We only dare to worship anybody except you, and we cannot dare to ask anybody except you, Ya Allah. Now, believe it or not, this issue about Allah al-Khaliq, we can go for a long time. Why? We need it. We need it today. Because how many times we think Allah is Khaliq? Once Allah give you a goodness, little bit of goodness, all of a sudden become arrogant, and once I become blind, after that the package come. Now become selfish, greed, playing game, this and that, I want accumulate, I want escape. Look at this. Is this how you thank Allah for what He give you? Like when I was young, Jesus said, don't bite the hand is good to you. You know what I find out in my life? Always the first hand to bite is the one I'm so good to it. But this is a trial from Allah to me. And a trial from Allah to them. And we have this habit as goodness. We think it's goodness. And we try to manipulate it, to put it in a format to make me happy with it. If you're really honest, expose yourself. Have always one person inside out, you will be fine. By the way, you do not allow shaitan to play a game inside. What do you think? Do we really think about Allah al-Khaliq and the purpose of creation, and who am I and what I'm doing, what is my role in this life? You know, one imam who said it, and people misunderstand it. And believe it or not, the first one I heard it from him, or I read it from him, was Imam al-Bayhaqi. When he talk about the name of Allah, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the quality of His name to decorate yourself with it. To decorate yourself with it. And he said, don't forget also, don't be quiet, because if you're quiet without moving your tongue inside, your saliva go all the way down and it dry your throat. By this way, if you study, when you move your jar it generates more saliva. And when you generate more saliva, it goes down. That's why you can have your lips closed, but you're moving your mouth. Okay? And this why the... Okay. And what he said to decorate yourself with the name of Allah, okay, is something also. And also to get closer to Allah, to show Allah respect, to show Allah how to please Him. You see? And also if you are Khalifa, what it means? The representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you present somebody, you try to act like him, you try to dress like him, you try to behave like him, you try to behave according to him. And this was the whole message of Islam. And the more you do that, the more you become beloved to Allah. Now I'm beating this issue because I have many situations happened last week, so bad. And all of them has one thing in common. People was not honest. People was not straight. People was not clean. Please be careful. Don't have two agenda. Muslim do not have. Don't have two faces. Don't have two talk. Don't have two, nothing. You cannot. You cannot. Between each other you can. But with Allah you cannot. The angel already writing. And this is why if you want to know exactly now where you're ending, see where you're beginning. Your intention in the beginning shows you the ending. And this is why some people, you find out they have no success. All their lives they try from one place to another, they're acting like a joker. Why? They never been clean. And they're not clean inside, they're not clean with others. And as soon or later they get exposed. And whatever their project or their whatever in life is gone, whatever relationship is gone, and they lose. And they think by keep moving from one place to another, one group of people to another, they can keep the disease spread. But they do not play game except over themselves. They're not cheating except themselves. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in him, he said what? He said, أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah calculated and they forget. He knew exactly every emotion, every moment, every intention. You might forget it, Allah do not forget. You might not calculate it, the angel wrote it down already. And this was the difference between each one of us. And this is the root of Iman. You remember when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he talked about Islam and Iman and Ihsan, and تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يرى. To worship Allah like you see Allah, and if you cannot see Allah, He's watching you. And this will generate what? Honesty. I never forget him. He was a unique man. His name Muhammad Saleh. He used to be Abdul Rasul from Pakistan. And he came to me in the age of over 60. He told me, is this wrong name? I said, yes. He called himself after that Muhammad Saleh. Muhammad Saleh, he was a big lawyer. Because nobody knows Muhammad Saleh. This is his nickname, only few people in life know. His wife, like anybody in America, gave him hard time, asked for a divorce, take all his money, everything, and he lost. He cannot take it, he went to Canada. He made a business, his partner cheated. He lost everything. He came in here, something happened to him. You know what he did? He decided to go to Allah. And he started living in the masajid. Have no place to live. no place. And he used to have a small cart with some merchandise, some perfume, some this, some miswak, some Islamic stuff, some jilbab, whatever, some dress. This man, I never forget him. You know why? I never see an honest man like him. He used to tell me, for example, I tell him, how is his dress? He tell me it's not so good. I tell him how much. He says, for example, 25. But he tell me, let me tell you something. I asked for 25. I bought it for 18. But the one I bought it from, he cheat me. You can go to such and such a store, you find much better product with the same money. If you like to buy it this way, you can buy it. If you want, I can lead you to a place you have better quality than the one I have. He tell you the price, where he get it from, how much he spent, and what he want. And he tell you after that, give me whatever you want. I will accept. And you know, people used to cheat him. For example, he tell you 25. They said, okay, 20. Or 18, or 17. He said, okay. I tell him, why you do that? He said, I'm dealing with Allah. I'm not dealing with them. He said, how you survive? He said, Allah is so kareem. Imagine, people cheat him, and he survived. But you know what his survive is? Imagine what Allah did with him. Later on, he disappeared. I do not see him anymore. And one day I was in Medina, Masjid al-Nabawi. I'm leaving the Masjid before Maghrib, going to the bathroom and coming back. I said, somebody who called me. I look, he was. I said, Subhanallah. He told me, do you know what is my wishes a few minutes ago? I said, what? He said, I was wishing to give you salam before I leave. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm leaving back home. I want to die in peace. This is of the few people in my life I met them, honest. And I remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he said, At-tajir as-saduq ma'i hakada fil jannah. The honest merchant, he will be with me like this in Jannah. A man get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, there will be too many. He said, no, will be a few. Will be a few. And in one hadith he said, like the black hair in a white bowl. Or the white hair in a black bowl. Or bowl. Meaning thawb. The companion was crying. Everybody was trying to be this one, to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine how many of us thinking this way. How many of us, when we give commitment to each other, we think, I want to be this one. In any kind of relationship, how many? How many, this like a conscious inside, I want to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. Not any place. Just by honest commitment and honest intention. What shake me, not too many people survive. For a small amount of money we lose. For small things, not even significant we lose. Not even big. Tiny. People, be careful. Clean up. If you do not clean up, your disease will grow. More than cancer, and will kill you. What time now?
It's 3:30.
3:30. Al-Bari. Allah, Al-Bari. Al-Bari, coming from Bara. But some scholars said also coming from bur or bar, meaning at-turab, the dust. Some people said al-bara huwa al-khulus, the purity from everything. By this way, Al-Bari has many meaning. The one who create, who originate or generate, the one who purify impure, and he said Al-Bari, the one who ordains things in a certain sequence until it reached its own level of creation. By this way, when you look at the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers everything. For example, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. He's the one he creates. He creates things in the right sequence, and he creates things with the right best fashion. By this way, he covers the meaning of creation from every aspect. Now the linguistic people can keep fighting about different meaning in different angles. But the main thing is, he covers all the meaning, all the creation, all the aspect of creation from every angle. By this way, you have no excuse. And also they said, Al-Bari is the one who creates things in the right sequence without any defect. Somebody said, oh, but you said, Brother Ahmad, we've been created with many weaknesses. We cannot call it really defect, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the medication. You see? And if you take the medication, you become good. By this way, even the minus in your creation, with the wisdom of the highest wisdom of Allah, to check whom will obey Him more and take the medication. If you forget your medication or you do it in the wrong way, it's your business now. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, هو الله خالق البارع المصور. We know this famous verse in Surah Al-Hash, verse 24. But also in Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about, قُلْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَإِنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. He is one Lord, one Creator, and I am bari, I am pure from what you worship and associated with Allah. And you have to remember, shaitan is not an excuse. There's many verses in Quran about when a shaitan come in the day of judgment and he said, Allah, he did it. He said, no. I whisper to you, you listen to me. And Surah Al-Hash again, he said, when mankind deny Allah, in the day of judgment, said, oh, shaitan did it. He said, shaitan in the front of Allah, you did it. I fear Allah. I am bari from what you're doing. Like Imam Suyuti, rahmatullah alayhi, he died in something 500 Hijri. He said, some scholar, shaitan show up to him. He said, what you doing? He said, we are crying from what mankind doing. We did certain mistakes, and we scared from Allah. And you guys doing much, much better mistake more than us. You going so severely.
Shaitan.
Yes. By this way, today, every time we do something, shaitan did it. Shaitan did it. But in Ramadan, what we have? Can you go Ramadan after Ramadan and say shaitan did it? Can you go to Hajj and in the Kaaba and say shaitan did it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you in the day of judgment, shaitan will tell you, don't blame me, blame yourself. You listen to me. And Surah Yusuf, verse 53, Yusuf alayhi salam, وَمَا بَرَئِ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالْسُوءِ. I'm not purifying myself. Nafs is always calling for mischief. And Surah Al-Baqarah 167. people who follow some people, said, "Oh Allah, look at them, these are the ones, they destroy us. Give them double of the torture." You see? Or if we go back, we will not come back the same way. We'll be better than that. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَةً فَنَتَبَرَأُ مِنُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَأُ مِنَّا. By this way, the bottom line in here, which group and which road you will take? The pure one or the twisted one? The pure one or the mischief one? Any purity, you are successful. Any game inside your heart, you will destroy yourself. Some scholars also, they talk about Al-Khaliq Al-Bari from different angle altogether. What about me? Me created in a certain shape and color, with certain manner, with certain genetic problem. I make tawbah to Allah, I make a struggle. Allah can cleanse me and change all my bad habit to good habit. Allah can take all the dirt of my heart and make it goodness. Allah can take all the cheating in my heart and make it honesty. You see, if I make an effort, if I remember, if I am going to Him, if I be honest. Because you do not betray people, you betrayed yourself. Because the ultimate betrayed to yourself. Because any betrayed to anybody is written against you. And in the end, you the only one will pay for it, not them. They're getting a lot of good deed from your stupidity. You think he's intelligent? No. If you're intelligent, you'll be kind. The best is to be kind to everybody. If everybody cheats you, you are a winner. But if you cheat everybody, you are a loser. You see? And don't wait for somebody to give you. Don't. Nobody can give you. This is another problem we have. We're waiting for somebody to give us. Or I give you this, you give me that. I find myself, I can't. Sometimes even in business deal, I find my life exactly like my father. My father never had a business deal with anybody. I tell him why. He said, I never find somebody honest. He said, I prefer to die with nothing better than keep my heart boiling against something. But I'm telling you because I have a duty today. Today I'm living, tomorrow I'm dead. Sleep and put your head in the pillow with clean heart, with honest heart. This is the ultimate goodness you can do to yourself. Have always a good gesture for other, not bad. Al-Musawwir, Allah Al-Musawwir. Al-Musawwir is the fashioner, the one who fashioned you. And this one, when you look to the beauty of Allah all over, sometimes you said, how Allah is so beautiful. Yeah, Subhanallah Al-Azim. Imagine I know Allah Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. He knows all this detail and he doesn't know what I have. Wallahi people, you see, Iman is not a talk. It's a status. A status a life should be in your heart. So when you behave, when you do, when you talk, you think. This is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he met a companion. And he found the companion walking so slowly. He said, what are you doing? He moved 1 foot from the ground and he keep it in the sky, meaning in the air. And he think over where I'm going to put it before he put it. And this is why he said, Ya Rasulullah, every time I think about where I'm going, I'm afraid. I'm thinking over it. I check my intention before I move 1 foot to another. Look at this. Again, this is a sign of the believer to be patient in what you're doing. Because hasty from what? From shaitan. Moving too fast from shaitan. Too much emotion from shaitan. Too much mentally from shaitan. But if you are a believer, you are with Allah, with tumanina. You do not do anything before you do zikr, before you return it to Allah, before you set your intention, before you purify your intention. And if you find yourself wrong, you make dua, you make tawbah, and you go to the person and say, forgive me, I did a mistake. And you ask Allah not to allow you to do the same more and more. And you do not have arrogance in your heart. Believe me, today I have many situations in my life where I choke. I choke internally because I do not know what to do. Even if you try to follow even the sunnah, people will not allow you. You choke, you're stuck. We are in the end of time. But you have to do whatever you can. You have to. You have no choice. You do whatever you can. And you rely on Allah and that's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 11, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ. We create you and we fashion you. And again, we remember the famous verse in Surah Al-Hashr, 24, هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِقُ الْمُصَوِّرُ. He's a creator, He's a bariq, the one who creates with taqdeer, the one who creates with tadbir, and the fashioner. Again, some people do the opposite. They say the bar is the one who barak, the one who did things from nothing. Again, from the linguistic, is a lot of meaning, and people debate this two words. And everybody has his own evidence. وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ. Allah create you, and He give you the best of fashion. This why, can I look at you and said, you know, she's much better than me. I wish I have this height. I wish I have this eyes. I wish I have this. I wish I have that. No. Who you are is the best. Allah said so. Really. Don't look. Don't compare. Because I find in my life, the happiness between people, believe me, it comes from Allah. It comes from Allah. Even if you are a monkey, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants somebody to love you, He will look at you like, MashaAllah. What do you call it, Mona Lisa? Smiling forever. Okay? Really love from Allah. The goodness of each other is from Allah, and according to the heart. If you really want to decorate yourself, decorate your heart. Decorate your manner. Because this is what survives in the relationship. In this life and hereafter. It's not your body, it's not your face, it's not your beauty. Because very soon, in a few years, it changed. Gone. And what left? The heart, the manner, your iman, your goodness. But imagine now you are bankrupt of this. What left now? Really? Excuse me, let me take you to the wash and dry. Extra Colorax. You know, really. Our beauty as a Muslim is different. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We elevate the son of Adam. And this is why some of the early scholars said, even non-Muslims don't look down on them. They're still Bani Adam. They're disbelievers, but they're Bani Adam. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Surah Al-Teen, verse 4. We create the son of Adam in the best, some people call it proportion. Okay? Today, look at the today, Today all over you see a sign. This transplant and this transplant and this transplant and this modification and this modification. Eyebrows, nose, this face. Nobody's content with anything. Everybody want have blessing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ آدَمْ عَلَى صُورَتِهِ. Allah created Adam in his own picture. 60 ذِرَاعًا فِي الْهَوَاءِ. 60 ذِرَاعًا in the air. Again, it's called our debate. What meaning ذِرَاعًا? ذِرَاعًا it means from the أُنْمُلَة, from the fingertips until the shoulder, the opposite shoulder. This is called ذِرَاعًا. Some people said no, ziraa from here to here. Some people debate, is ziraa my ziraa or your ziraa or Adam ziraa or somebody else's ziraa? Or ziraa is a measurement it used to be in different time. Make it easy please. Pick up whatever you like. Rasulullah he said 60 ziraa. Ziraa Adam, my ziraa, ziraa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is ziraa? Make it an average. Average would be like 4 foot. Average like 4 foot. Now 4 times 60?
240.
Huh?
240.
Huh?
240.
240 feet in the air. And you talk about dinosaur. Meaning dinosaur in the top of Adam like rabbit. Like have a dinosaur to barbecue today. Just for the kids. You know that hey, like 6 barbecue just appetizer. You know, and look at today, they make human being like this and big dinosaur. But we have a better knowledge than that. Adam, look at him. Dinosaur become like, you know, just a chicken. You know? Really? By the time you have 1 leg dinosaur, 2 leg dinosaur, it's gone. How big is the mouth of Adam? You know? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can live with us. Imagine we are now the size of Adam going to the dentist and have a dentist work. Allahu Akbar. How big the kebab will be now? You know? Ya Allah. We are the smallest in the nation. Rasulullah he said, we are the smallest in size, age, and everything. Why? For Allah to protect us from our arrogance. And we're still arrogant. Imagine I'm in the size of Adam, or the beauty of Yusuf, or so rich like Fir'aun, astaghfirullah al-azim. Imagine, these people have. They have the right to be arrogant. What about me? Me and you, what do we have? Imagine. We cough. We cannot stop coughing. And we take the wrong medication and we are, you know, really? We so bad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, really. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said about how He fashioned us in the womb of the mother. Ala Imran 6, هُوَ الَّذِي صَوَّرْكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He's the one who fashioned you in the belly of your mother, in the rahim, the way he want. Somebody can say, okay, why Allah bringing a human being with minus limb, or with 2 head, or with some deficiency? They said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give a sign to mankind. If I won't give a complete human being, nobody can do it. If I want take any part of the human being, you cannot give it back. You see? By this way, I asked my father when I was young, why Allah give people with different disease or different sign or different, what do you call it, handicap, okay, from the birth. This can be also a message to the doctor. A message to the doctor. May Allah forgive us. One doctor I met in my life, And the day she delivered one of my children, she told me, "Oh, forgive me. I was want to get you a boy, I get you a girl." Huh? You get me? I was want to get you? You see? Enjoy it. Today, the whole message is so completely, where is Allah? Where is the power of Allah? And look at the woman. All the doctors sit down. They do not know when you're going to have birth. Whatever, what technology? Unless they intervene and they won't do it by themselves. Allah said, "Kayfa yasha," the way He wants. By this way, every one of us, beauty minus beauty, intelligent minus intelligent, size minus size, whatever you have is a sign from Allah. A sign to remind us who is the Creator. You see the wisdom? It's a big wisdom. It's a wisdom for you. It's a wisdom for your parents. What about sometimes a mother go to the husband and say, "Excuse me, I get you a child." Get me what? Me and you, we do not make it. And if it looked like her, she said, "Look, it looked like mine. Be happy." If it looked like him and she doesn't like him, look. It looked like you. Go. You see? We have no respect for the creation of Allah and the purpose of this creation. We lost the message. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Infitar, verse 8, "Fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak." In which picture, the way He want, He put you together. Now we see people do not like their eyebrows, do not like their eyes, do not like the color of the eyes. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Do not like, you know, their size, do not like whatever. What's going on? And another hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, He created Adam from one qabda, one hold hand full of dust from the earth. And this, what is it? He collected from different areas in the earth. And this is why we came different color, different shade, different even quality, different everything. Some is easy, some is difficult, some is tall, some is short. All this what? Trial. Trial for us to remember. If my Creator created me this way, I should thank Him.